Two-time champion Mitch Seavey is 77 miles away from his third title. Church bells made it official as he pulled into White Mountain shortly before midnight. Seavey arrived with a nearly two-hour advantage over the next team in, his son Dallas Seavey. All racers must complete the final 8 hours of rest here before pulling the snowhook and heading overland past the Topcock Hills to Safety Sound and on to the finish line. After coming off the Yukon River, Seavey has tailored his schedule to set his team up to post the fastest run times, and critically, to protect the linchpin of his success, reliable, unassailable speed along the coast.
You can either build this huge lead, or you can build rest into the team, which means you're pretty much invincible. If you're faster and you have position and you have more rest, that's kind of checkmate.
He's rested his 12 dogs several times since Unalakleet, including in the checkpoints of Shaktuluk, Koyuk, and Elam. The Seward musher says this generous rest is what he wants more so than any gap in front of his chasers.
As much as I can get away with and still have a comfortable lead, pretty much, I would rest them more if I had more time. There's no sense in, you only have to win by a minute, I guess.
If he preserves at least that minute, Seavey would become a three-time Iditarod champion on Tuesday.
It's been a long span of time, though. It takes me a long time to win three. And obviously it's not in the bag. We got to do some things right, and there's plenty of ways to mess it up, so I'm not planning on doing any of those. But bad luck, things can happen. It's not for sure, but yeah, obviously we're in the best position.
Two records could be eclipsed with a Seavey victory. The overall race speed record set last year by his son Dallas at 8 days, 11 hours, and 20 minutes. Mitch Seavey could also become the oldest musher to win the race at 57 years old, this time breaking the record that he set in 2013 as a 53-year-old winner. Nicholas Petit and Dallas Seavey are battling for second place, as well as to be positioned to take advantage of any mistake that Mitch Seavey makes on the run into Nome. Petit pushed from Shaktuluk north and across the sea ice to Koyuk in a big run, ultimately finding his team within 13 minutes of Dallas Seavey after they leapfrog one another and arrived in White Mountain. The younger Seavey is now thinking more about the young racers near him than his father. That's a mental shift that happened around Unalakleet.
And had I made that adjustment earlier, or had I never tried to race my dad, I would have been in a much better position here, I think. Because I did have to push a little bit hard, took a little bit of speed off him, so then I had to give some extra rest back to get that speed back.
Still, Seavey says that he had to at least try racing his dad. Norwegian Jor Olsom lurks behind the top three, while Jesse Royer and Wade Mars battled Monday for the fifth position. Still running with a full string of 16 dogs, Royer said in Koyuk that pressure is coming from all sides.
I don't know what kind of shape their teams are in. They're going to keep pushing to try to stay in front of me, and I'm going to keep pushing to try to catch them.
Mitch Seavey is eligible to leave the White Mountain checkpoint as of 7:36 Tuesday morning. A finish is expected in Nome Tuesday afternoon. For KNOM News, I'm Ben Matheson in White Mountain.